Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of this mitzvah to say 100 brachas each and every day. And we're going to have two fundamental questions. The first of it, which is, what are the reasons for this bracha, 100 mitzvahs each and every day? So we started on this topic last time, and we'll just recap a little bit and add on to this. So there's a Gemara in Menachos that says as follows, Chayav Adam Mevarach Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. There is an obligation, it doesn't say mitzvah here, there's a chiyuv to say 100 brachas each and every day. It's based on a pasuk, Shenemar V'ata Yishol Ma Hashem Elokecha Shual Mimach. It says Ma Hashem, with the drash is Mea. Don't just read it as, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? But he wants Mea, he wants our 100 brachas each and every day. The second explanation for the reason, 100 brachas each and every day, David HaMelech instituted it when there was a plague at his time, a plague, 100 Jews were dying each and every day, and when David HaMelech instituted the mitzvah, the chiyuv of saying 100 brachas every day, the plague ceased. Obviously very, very relevant for our days. Third explanation, third time reason for the mitzvah, the Rokeach brings the pasuk of Avram Avinu is having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bereishis Tesva, pasuk Ches, B'mei Daki Arashenu. Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to know that my descendants are going to take on Yerusha from me? So the conversation goes as follows, explains the Rokeach, Amar Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Todieni, please inform me in which schus, in what merit will my children continue? This the language is very important. B'schus banai miskaimim ba'olam. How, in what schus will my children continue to live in the world? How will they continue to exist? What is the merit that they're going to need? So Amar lo, so Kadosh Baruch Hu responds back, it's going to be in the schus of the korbanos that are brought for me. Vayuma krivim lefanai korban, they'll bring a korbanos to me, and that's the schus. So Avram Ravinu responds back, that is fine at the time that we have a base of mikdash, but when the Beis HaMikdash is in its destruction, what's going to happen with them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds back, Yahu Omrim Lefanai Kuf Brachas B'chol Yom, as long as they say 100 brachas each and every day, it will be as if they are bringing korbanos. So we have the 100 brachas in place of the korbanos effectively. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the korbanos. The 100 brachas daily replaces the korbanos. Accordingly, Chazal instituted Tiknu Kuf Brachas, 100 Brachas, each and every day, Keneged Kuf Psukim Sheyesh B'mikra Shebehem Kol HaKorbanos, and to reflect the 100 Psukim that discuss the Korbanos. So that is what it says. There's actually a Ha'ara on the Rokeach, that it's a little bit difficult to understand which are the 100 psukim, but in any case, that is the concept. Just one other time for this. There are a number of other ones, but we'll just bring one more. In Parsis Pinchas, it says after Pinchas rose to the need of the time, when there was unfortunate promiscuity in Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Lachen emor hineni nosen las brisi shalom." I'm giving to Pinchas my bris a piece. It says, "Lachen emor." Accordingly, so the Sefer HaMinhagim says as follows: "Lachen is a gematria of mea." So we have a gematria of 100. That is the schus of the bris of shalom that we have. So various reasons for and sources for the mitzvah mea brachos. Our next question then is, how is it computed? What's the computation? We say many brachas throughout the day. So in fact, the Rishonim, the Achronim have different computations as to what's included, what's not included. And in fact, how many do we wind up with? And there are differences when we're computing a weekday and obviously Shabbos. We have a much shorter Shmona Esrei. So there are significant differences in the discussions. What's computed, what's not. Ashkenazim have different counts from Sfaradim because they're different in Minhagim and countings as what's considered a bracha, what's not a bracha. We'll just go through the Mishnah Berurah's computation. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Anu mevarachim b'chol yam yoser mibei abrachas. Every day, he's talking about in particular, on a weekday as his cheshbon, we say more than mei abrachas. So he goes as follows. We'll go through his computation. Balaila kishaholech lishon, he's starting on the night before. When you go to sleep, the bracha of hamapil, that's one. Ubishachar, and when somebody wakes up, he says Al Nitilas Yadayim and Asher Yatsar. And in addition, there are another 16 brachas for Birkas HaShachar. And then we have the three brachas on Birkas HaTorah. Now we're up to 22 so far. That's the opinion of the Ramah. That is three brachas, Birkas HaTorah. We're up to 22 so far. In addition, we say the bracha on Tzitzis and Tfilin. That's another three. That's based on the Ashkenazic Minhag. Shemavarchim Shtayim al Tfilin. That we say two brachas on the Tfilin. Ubaruch She'amar Nishtabach. Another two. Birkas Kriya Shema during Shachris and also in Ma'ariv. Including Birkas Yireh Einenu V'Yismach Libeinu, so that's another 8, so for a total of 35 in Eretz Yisrael. For the most part, we don't say Yireh Einenu V'Yismach Libeinu, so that would be up to 34, but we'll go with 35. This is the computation of the Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about Chutz La'aretz. Then we have another 57 for the three times we say Shmona Esrei. So we have 35 plus 57, we're up to 92 brachas. And then how about eating in the day? So this is an assumption that the Mishnah Berurah makes, that somebody has two meals, and you're going to wash for each of your meals. So that's going to be, he says, each meal is going to be a total of 8. So between two meals is a total of 16 more brachas. How do you get that? So for each seuda that you have Al Netilas Yadayim. You have Hamotzi, so those are the two brachas before. You also have the four brachas of Birkas Hamazon, so that's a total of 6 for each of two meals. And when you're going to drink, Kishushote Kos BeBirkas Hamazon, Mefarach Lefanav Ola Acharav, when you have a cup for Birkas Hamazon, because you're going to have wine, you say Birkas Hamazon on the wine, you're going to say a bracha Borei Pri Agafen before it, then you're going to say Borei Ala Gefen Var Pri Agafen thereafter. So that for the Mishnah Berurah is a total of 108 brachas on a normal weekday. The Orach HaShulchan says, interestingly, on this we will stop for the day, that the poskim tarchu b'shcheshkan amei brachas, but it seems so they worked hard and running different computations, getting exact computations of the 100 brachas. Shiyeh shechashvu kufei brachas b'chol yom, he says, the Beis Yosef, he computed 105, and there are others that say that there are exactly 100, but on a day of a tainis. And the Orach HaShulchan says, my computation, which he runs as well, which we won't get into, is 100 exactly each and every day. So there are different computations, indeed, that are run by the Rishonim and the Achronim, and the key is that we have to make an effort to adhere to this and say Mea Brachas, which is not so difficult on a weekday. On Shabbos and Yontif is more difficult. And Mir Tashem, we will get into the details on those later on in the Sugya or at a future point. Have a wonderful day.